I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Even by Greek standards, the past few weeks in Greece have been dramatic. It all involves the neo-Nazi political party Golden Dawn. Golden Dawn was riding high with support from austerity-weary Greeks. Then one of its members was implicated in the murder of an anti-fascist rapper. Now Golden Dawn is facing a police crackdown. More than 20 members have been arrested, and today its leader appeared in court. The World's Clark Boyd has our story.
Being called extreme, far-right, anti-immigrant, Golden Dawn's never had a problem with that. But in the past, if you called them neo-Nazis, they'd be sure to take exception. This despite the fact that a Golden Dawn anthem includes lines like, "We want a new Greece that will cover all the earth." But now, the media seem to be calling Golden Dawn what it is, a neo-Nazi party. Golden Dawn, or Chrissi Avi, as it's called in Greek, has been around since the early 80s. And for years, it stayed firmly on the fringes of Greek society. But an influx of immigrants, many of them illegal, from Africa, Asia, and the Middle East into Greece, changed that equation. A few years ago, Golden Dawn decided to stop fighting Greek leftists and anarchists. Yannis Papadopoulos is with Greece's Tanea newspaper. He spent the last 3 years reporting extensively on the rise of Golden Dawn.
They started attacking the immigrants. So in many neighborhoods, we had racist attacks. People with darker skin couldn't walk through main squares. And sadly, some people felt that this was for their own good.
Golden Dawn's xenophobic attacks and rhetoric struck an even bigger chord when austerity measures began to hammer the country. When I was there for elections last May, young voters especially turned out to support Golden Dawn. I voted for Chrissi Avdi, Golden Dawn, this young man told me, because immigrants have ruined the center of Athens.
That election shows a massive political vacuum, and any kind of creature that could walk on two legs could profit from it, and Chrissi Avdi did that.
Brady Kiesling is a former U.S. diplomat living in Athens. Suddenly, he says, what was once a fringe group was a political party with a significant presence in parliament. And as the economy continued to worsen, Kiesling says, Golden Dawn became all the more attractive.
There's a huge number of underemployed people in Greece, and the ones with Golden Dawn were given a social role to play that for many of them was the first vaguely positive social role they'd ever had.
Passing out food and clothes to the poor, for example, but not before checking IDs to make sure the people getting help from Golden Dawn were true Greeks. Meanwhile, anti-immigrant violence continued. Kostas Papaioannou helps run the Athens-based Racist Attack Recording Network. He says Golden Dawn has been acting like vigilantes.
When they find immigrants who are one or two people only, they go and ask them where they are from, and before getting an answer or after getting an answer, they violently attack using knives and broken bottles and chains.
But the authorities couldn't seem to pin anything on Golden Dawn. Brady Kiesling says that might be down to the alleged criminal ties between Golden Dawn and the police.
They run rackets together. They compete in other rackets. And the Greek police had been feeling deeply unloved for many years. And Golden Dawn said, "You're our guys. You know, we are the party of pimps and protection rackets, but we are also the party of the police."
Until recently, Golden Dawn was still enjoying record popularity. And then 2 weeks ago, 34-year-old anti-fascist activist Pavlos Fisas was stabbed to death by a Golden Dawn member. That led to a sudden crackdown on Golden Dawn's leadership. Why now? Again, journalist Yannis Papadopoulos.
The main factor was because the victim was a Greek man. Society cared more. It was one of them.
Papadopoulos describes what police found when they raided the house of Golden Dawn's leader, Nikos Michaloliakos.
Michaloliakos, he calls himself and they call him the Führer. He is truly and clearly a neo-Nazi. Police found in his house during his arrest a big portrait of Hitler. And they also confiscated two handguns and one pistol, for which he didn't have a license.
Papadopoulos says the recent crackdown hardly spells the end of Golden Dawn. Maybe, he says, it's the beginning of the end. For their part, Golden Dawn's members are still defiant. On leaving the courthouse yesterday, two of them shouted at reporters, "Golden Dawn forever! Get that into your heads!" Former American diplomat Brady Kiesling says that it may indeed feel like forever. The Greek justice system, he notes, moves at an agonizingly slow pace and, he says, has a terrible track record when it comes to building airtight cases against complex organizations. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.